Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's talk about this. Today, not so bad, but last week was a tough week for the stock market, and this month has been a tough month for the stock market. So at what point do you see stocks reversing trend and not falling anymore and going back up to, you know, how it was for the rest of the year when stocks were just on a rampage?
Yeah, I think probably October. A key thing that we don't talk about is how important September is. It's the start of the fiscal year. It feels like when September comes, everyone's done with vacation, and then they start saying, okay, let's take this out of the budget, let's apply this money here. So I think since we're getting back into the swing of things, and we just had witching, so we factored that in. A lot of contracts expired, a lot of hedge funds are now looking to buy for the next quarter. But we have to see what the Fed is going to do about interest rates and whether I think that'll be unchanged. We have to see what's going to happen with the strike. So when you're investing, you have to look and see how many roadblocks are away from the market going up. Like, you want a clean slate. So no automotive strike, the strike in Hollywood needs to be resolved. I don't think they'll cut rates to next year, but if they make an announcement on that, that would be great. And then if a company puts out guidance and say, hey, we expect to double revenue, that would be great. But once you have all these rooks in the way, it's kind of hard for the market to go up consistently. And we need to see some other companies, maybe in the Russell 2000 or mid-caps, do a lot better to show signs of strength so that the Dow can catch up and the S&P 500 can catch up. So that's what I'm looking for. But that probably won't happen until mid-October. If you're an investor, you just have to keep buying quality. I know everyone hates when the market is in a down cycle, but this is the best time to actually buy when we're sliding down. It's really interesting from like a psychological standpoint. When the market is at a high, everyone wants to buy, even though statistically it's the worst time to actually like make an investment in. And then when the market is sliding down, more people are afraid. But you shouldn't be thinking about this over a month to month. Like if you judge it 3 months, 6 months out, you'd be incredibly happy. But I know it's tough when you're actually making an investment and you put $3,000 in and then 2 weeks later, you're down $500, but you have to play the long game no matter what.
Yeah, I think all those factors that you name, and we kind of, you know, spoke about this at the start of the month about all the things that are happening in September. We talked about CPI, we talked about unemployment, and we talked about the Fed, you know, having the interest of either they're going to freeze rates or raise rates. And so all those things are playing out, like we said, like you said, witching just happened last week. And so all these things are playing out exactly how we, you know, historically we thought they would. I think the one thing that maybe people overlook is the geopolitical climate of the economy, what's happening in China, which we've documented on a number of occasions, but what's still happening in Russia and Ukraine. Like these things still play a major role in the world economy. And so those things are happening, and let alone anything else that may arise over the next 4 to 6 weeks. You know, I mean, you just never know. So all those things put into a bowl is a recipe for some of the climate that we're in. But like I said, we've seen September, and historically it has been the worst month for the market. But like you said, the other end of the spectrum is that if you're somebody that's looking to figure out what time should I invest, it's a great place to start planting the seeds.
I mean, if I told you 2 years ago that at one point a former president would be indicted and then a president's son would be going possibly to jail, you'd be like, you've lost your mind. Like, this is one of the most interesting political climates I've seen. And that unrest causes for concern, like especially once again, we only have seven companies. I know you guys get tired of us talking about Apple and Microsoft, but it's like, and even with Apple, you're on the clock. You need to start innovating. I think Michael Batnick wrote a newsletter or article saying, is Apple the new IBM? If they don't fix this by iPhone 17, I'm going to have a different declaration on iPhone. It's time for some innovation. If any of you work at Apple or used to work there, please send us up the food chain. I know they are not taking it serious, but, and I know because of the regulation and regulatory issue that they had to make the charging port a USB-C, that's not the innovation that we need. It's really not. So companies overall have to do better. Like we need to have a conversation, when is Starlink going to go public? Like Starlink made $1.4 billion last year as a privately held company. Another great Elon innovation. We need more companies to produce real products and real services that are needed. We don't need another social media app for dogs.
Like, trapped in the matrix.
They're trying to get him out of here.
You can't be talking
about Tim Cook like that, man.
Listen, every time I mention Tim Cook or Zuckerberg, I get frozen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they said that the pre-order sales for the 15 are coming in better than expected, which is a little surprising. I didn't think they would. I didn't know if people would be clamoring to have a new phone that's kind of similar to the last three that they had, but it goes back brand loyalty again.
Got to innovate. You have to innovate. And I like to get ahead of these problems before it gets too bad. We need to see some innovation immediately in Apple. So,
introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.